I'm always getting a low score and everyone's getting a higher score than me and I don't really like it.
I get it all completely wrong and I won't even get any right and I've just got that worry in me.
I don't really like testing because you get a massive booklet and it's got about 50 questions in it and you've only got half an hour to do them.
It makes you worry because sometimes you rush it and you don't get the right answers.
It doesn't really matter if someone's better than one subject because if you're trying your best, it doesn't really matter.
A formal system of testing in primary schools was introduced by the government in England and Wales in the mid-1990s. Andrew Pollard, Professor of Education at Cambridge University, has done extensive research on this area.
There was a clear intention by the government to make schools more accountable. So tests had that kind of primary purpose when they were initially introduced. They would provide evidence for parents, they would provide evidence with which schools could be compared, and evidence with which standards could be ratcheted up.
Since their introduction, tests have increased academic standards, but they have also had an unforeseen impact on children themselves. This primary school in the English Midlands has 425 children aged 4 to 11 years old.
Good morning, Luke.
Good morning, Miss Andrew.
Karen teaches 4 and 5-year-olds in the reception class. It is her job to do a baseline test on the children, usually within the first few weeks of starting school.
Right, you've all got a set of numbers, and I'm going to ask you to show me a different one. Dominic, can you show me number 9? Rebecca, can you find me number 6?
Baseline assessment is basically finding out where the children are at. So we use that really as a type of a benchmark as to where we're going to go from here.
Can you now get me 10? We're all doing, first of all, it's numeral recognition to see how many of the numbers between 0 and 10 they can select themselves and recognise. Ordering them to see if they have an awareness of where the numbers come in sequence, giving them the number line so they can self-correct for themselves if they would like to, and now we're doing one-to-one counting to see whether they can count up to 10 objects accurately.
The results of the baseline test also enable parents to assess their child's abilities.
This is a booklet which has already been filled out. On the person and social development, they graded A, B and C, C being the highest grade. So it can be quite alarming to parents if they see A's, especially if it was all A's, because sometimes they may not either feel it's justified or they feel that at home it isn't like that. Now, on this particular one, it's sort of quite, you know, pleasing to the eye because, you know, they have their 4 ticks, whereas in some other areas where there's maybe only 1 tick, it would instantly bring, you know, sort of, is that okay, normally is the question, and, you know, do we need to be doing things, is this normal? So parents can use the baseline to label their children if they so wish. If they have lots of ticks, they could decide that their child was particularly bright, and if they had lots of crosses, they could, at the end of the day, decide their child wasn't.
Assessment provides parents with some kind of socially approved information about the children's performance, which they didn't have before. So an awful lot depends on the kind of view that the parent takes. What you need, of course, is a parent who supports the child's learning in a developmental way. Clearly, if a parent treats the child harshly in relation to an assessment outcome, then the child's going to feel more pressure because of that. But there is a great deal of variability, I think, in parental response.